It's like,
Thank you for calling customer service support. My name is Kenyatta. How may I assist you?
Yes, I sent a package back to you. They're not going to, I sent it back and you get on one address you gave me, and then they sent it back to me, and I'm sending it again to you, and I'm giving you the tracking number. And Mary said that she wasn't going to charge me for a $12 restocking fee.
Okay, ma'am. May I have your zip code, please?
My what?
May I have your zip code, please, ma'am? Your zip code? Yes, ma'am.
Oh, 92054.
You said 92054?
Yes.
May I have your first and last name, please?
Sandra Slauson.
For security purposes, may you please verify your shipping address?
521 North Dittmar, Oceanside, California, 92054.
And I see you ordered a fitness watch that helps monitor your heart rate, your blood pressure, your cholesterol.
Yeah, two of them.
Okay.
And bracelets and bands.
Okay. Okay, give me just a moment. Okay, so I see where you called in on January 29th to return the two watches. They offer you a discount, refunded, slash decline, explain the return policy with a 10% refund restocking fee. Customer understood. Customer called in, said the product he returned was sent back to her. Provide the correct address again, it was second time return the item. Okay, so give me just a moment.
Okay.
So you saying
where are you located?
Well, the company is located in Florida, but I'm not in Florida. I'm actually in Alabama, Montgomery, Alabama.
Oh.
And you saying, so now you have the tracking number?
Yes.
Okay, so when did you send the product back, ma'am? Because I know you probably calling and waiting on a refund. So give me just a moment. Let me get that tracking number. What's the tracking number, ma'am?
It's 940011118. 9956054000264.
So I have 9400111899556055140024, correct?
Exactly. We did good.
Yes. 6055140024. Let me check that. Okay, so when did you send this product back, ma'am?
Just now.
Okay. Yes, I can see that you tried to send it back because they haven't put a label on it yet for it to be shipped back. So I'm going to say probably call no later than, since you did it today, no later than March the 5th. Give us a call back if they haven't refunded you your money back, ma'am. Give it because we have
March
to give.
4th.
Ma'am.
Yes.
I'm sorry, what was your question?
You said they're going to refund March 4th?
Yes, no, ma'am. Okay, sometimes this is what will happen. So with the product that you order, ma'am, when you send that product back, for you to get a full refund, we have to wait until the warehouse receive that package. Once the warehouse receive that product, they will give you a full refund.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Okay.
And will they notify me, or do I call back, or what?
Well, actually, if when you call back to see, you always can call us and see if they had issued a refund.
Okay.
And so if they didn't do it in a matter of a couple of days, then a supervisor or someone here will be able to assist you with that.
Okay. Great.
So what I'm doing now is I'm going to put this tracking number in your account, 560-560-55-140-00264. No, ma'am, this is your tracking number that you just gave me.
Oh, okay.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So like I did just say, give it a couple days and you just call back and check with us, make sure did we receive that product.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. So is there anything else I can assist you with today?
No, there isn't. I appreciate it, your assistance. And thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Well, thank you for calling customer service support, ma'am. You have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.